Marquis. You are smiling. How pleasing was that victory?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, you know, coming over here, shredding, coming off the back of a terrific result in the FA Cup last week. We knew it was going to be a tough game over here. I've never had an easy one at the Majeski. So, and Steve has obviously got some experienced players there to pick from, and they showed at the end in terms of the players that were going on the pitch. So it was, but I was really pleased with how comfortable the performance was. You know, there was a couple of times during the game that I felt we were threatened, but in the main, I thought we stood firm and was pretty comfortable. As near the end, we should probably have killed it off with two or three chances near the end.
You brought in two central defenders for their debuts, Jason Pearce and Harry Maguire, and Jason Pearce scored. It couldn't have gone better.
Yeah. I mean, I'm delighted for him. You know, he came in, you know, really nailed his colours to the mast and wanted to come over here and wanted to bring his future over to Wigan Athletic. I knew what I was getting. I'd spoken to plenty enough people to as to what I was getting with the captain of Leeds United. So he's been desperate to get on over the last couple of weeks, but obviously it was with Liam Ridgewell going back to Portland Timbers, that was the ideal time for Jason to come in. The fact we managed to get Harry in as well was something we'd been looking at as well. So I knew that this partnership was the one that I was looking to bring in. But for him to come in and the two of them would be really solid tonight, and him to go and score then, well, that caps it off.
The only sadness, I suppose, is the injury to Chris Hurd. What is the injury and how serious is it?
He's twisted his knee and it looks as if there's a medial issue going on there. So until the physios and doctors really have a look at it, then I'm not qualified to say. But, you know, that said, I think it's certainly more medium to long term than it is short.
It's your first victory of 2015. It's now, you've narrowed it down to 6 points from safety. Can you turn it round? And you've got a game against Charlton Athletic on Friday, and you could narrow it down to 3 points.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the Charlton on Friday night. There's a lot of points to play for. We've just got to keep making sure that we concentrate on our performances. And in the main, this new group of players' performances have been of a good standard and not been of a standard of a team that look as if they've given up the ghost. It's something that I'll make sure that we keep playing for every point we can between and end of the season. And there's, as I say, there's teams that are on different runs at the moment, and there's still plenty of points to play for.
There seemed to be a hunger in your side tonight.
Yeah, there has been this, as I say, this group since we've changed the group over. This group desperately want to do well for everyone at the football club. So that's what's going to be on show between now and end of the season. I promise you that.
Talk to us a little bit about William Kvist and what he offers, because he was exceptional.
I'd have to say he has been since he came back in. You know, Williams had to be very patient and wait. He didn't play at all before I got here. And he certainly, for the first 6 weeks or so, others played in front of him. But he was very professional. He worked hard. He did all his extra work. He never complained. Came in once to see me just to tell me that he was desperate to do well for the club. There was a point came where I decided, right, he's going to go in. And to be fair, he's nearly been man of the match in every game he's played for me since then. There's a reason he's the Danish captain, and he's got so many caps, and he breaks play up, and he's calm, and he's a leader, and he's certainly something that Wigan Athletic absolutely need. And as I say, he's been in my top three performers since the minute he walked in the team.
I was going to say, those leadership characteristics are vital when you're fighting relegation.
Yeah, you need characters, and as I say, we've brought some in. Hurd, Pearce, Maguire. Perch has taken on a new role since he's been given the captaincy as well. Alhabs, he's definitely someone that inspires people. And McLean has got a new confidence since he's certainly scoring his goals and been actively involved in everything that's going on. So you need as many of them as possible.